Some things in life just keep popping up, like
gonorrhea. No.
But there's also Nelson Abick. He's a talented writer and friend of the regiment who put his money where his mouth is to help us save lives and fight demonetization. So if you're in the mood for some historical reading, check out his Freedom's Forge books. So far, there are two, and I hope he gets off his lazy ass and finishes book three soon, because I need something to level out my coffee table. Scan the QR code on the screen, or click the links in the Meat Gazer box to become a psychic. Because the past is the greatest predictor of the future. Pick up Nelson Abick's Freedom's Forge books right now, because the Popster said so.
What's going on, you illiterate idiotas? Terrence Pop here from Redonkulous.com. Good Pop showed up today because, you know, I just kind of felt like wearing this shirt. And what do you know? In my very own state, I have found two hallways that there's zero chance I will throw my hot dog down. A.G. Nestle and Stretchin' Gretchen, you know her name.
I said what, in the butt. I said what, in the butt.
And these two liberated and empowered women, did you see what I did there? They want to crack down on us evil homeschoolers. That's right, this chick who wants a drag queen in every single classroom. And then there's this Bruce Jenner lookalike who never met an unborn child that she didn't want to kill.
Emotional damage! Where's the therapy button?
They want you to allow warrantless entry into your very own homes because of Think of the Children. Right. Everyone watching this video already knows it's complete bullshit, but it's not stopping them from coming for your homeschooling rights, which thankfully are written into the Michigan State Statute.
It is the natural, fundamental right of parents and legal guardians to determine and direct the care, teaching, and education of their children.
I can hear Stretch and Gretchen right now. Wah! And they're still gonna try, and that's why we have to fight it tooth and nail. I don't know if you noticed this, but most people back down from a fight today.
Okay.
Could that be because we don't punish bullies anymore? States are passing bullshit duty to retreat laws. Basically making it completely legal for a stranger to rob and assault you on your very own property. But if you have a cordless hole puncher in the house and you fight back, guess who's gonna have to go to jail? Spoiler alert, it's not the people who broke into your house intending to do you harm. It is 100% you. It's kinda like we're being groomed for a hostile takeover by our overbloated government. We don't punish criminals and we don't punish bullies. But we do punish law-abiding citizens standing their ground. Oh, I must have fallen asleep there and I was having an American dream that became a nightmare. Bottom line, homeschooling is a direct threat against them and they want to get rid of it. Because they want obedient, cowardly, slaves. Yes, I use that word. So do yourself a favor, pour yourself a menagerie. You're gonna need it for this episode. Or get yourself a large glass of tea and put a couple shots of Cut My Balls in it. Because it's time to bust some homeschooling myths. Winning! Yeah. In case you haven't noticed, our education system really doesn't educate for shit. But it indoctrinates, chef's kiss, beautifully. Only if your end goal is socialism, of course. Diversity, equity, and inclusion sound great until you dig into it and it's a big no. DEI is to education what the Patriot Act was to privacy. It destroyed it from the top down, bottom up, and every layer in between. Leftoids love to name legislation like it's opposite day at school. So when I hear about two leftoids who want to stop homeschooling abuse, what they really want is to abuse the ever-loving shit out of your kids and you by proxy. And they'll excuse that with the following five reasons.
Public schools are better.
Not according to the numbers. Did you know that our education system used to be second to none? But then Jimmy Carter showed up and it was all downhill from there. If you didn't know, the U.S. Department of Education opened up shop in 1980.
Fast forward to 2013, and 66% of fourth grade children in the U.S. can't read proficiently. Now, in current year, 21% of adults in the U.S. are illiterate, and 54% of them have a literacy rate below the sixth grade level. And what do these low levels of literacy cost? Up to $2.2 trillion per year. And which state has the lowest rate of adult literacy? California, Stan. Imagine my shock.
But please, by all means, keep preaching that public schools are better now. Especially now that we're in the lower half of all developed nations on the planet.
Head start, left behind. Someone's losing fucking ground here.
Public schools teach you what to think, not how to think. Proof is in the pudding. They're pushing feminism. There you go. Education, well, that's to teach you facts. Feminism has none. Feminism was literally created by the patriarchy. Winning. No.
How dare you?
The women's liberation movement was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation with three main goals in mind, and let's count them off. To double their tax base and tax the living shit out of the other half of our population. And number two, stealing the hearts and minds of your children by indocting them against you. And number three, women vote with their emotions, meaning they're gonna vote for bigger government, bigger taxes, and more control every time. And I bet you every one of these crazy bitches was public school educated, screen five.
There's something wrong with my brain?
Oh yeah.
You are willing slaves to the patriarchy that you claim you hate. Well, guess what? It hates you back. But let's just take it at face value that public education educates better. Y'all know me, I love math, so let's take a look at the numbers. Sorry to tell you, you public school enthusiasts, those numbers are not on your side. Because as it turns out, your public schools are screwed. Screwed harder than a Boy Scout troop on Epstein Island, screen five. Going to hell for that one. Going to hell. Had to be said. As it turns out, homeschool kids, they're just smarter. And it turns out to be 15 to 25% smarter. And that's on your white supreme pizza standardized academic tests. And that leads us to another myth that it's just for rich white folks. As it turns out, not only do black kids homeschool, but they score 23 to 42% higher across the board. Wait, what? Is that aggravating somebody, Mr. Biden? You really want to keep the black man down? Just asking for a friend.
And you ain't black.
Now, if you leftoids really loved your minorities, you would be in favor of this. Got ya! But you actually want slaves of all colors. I see what you did there. On top of all of those numbers, we have to talk about a certain word, truancy. Kamala Harris knows all about truancy, don't you, baby? She had parents arrested for not sending their kids to the indoc camp known as public schools. 31% of public school students are routinely absent.
And in our very own backyard, Detroit public schools have a truancy rate of 66%. Yowza!
Now, I know the leftoids are like, well, that's because Detroit is not given enough funding. Wah. Bullshit! The Detroit School District is the eighth top highest funded school district in the nation. And it has the worst reading scores for kids. And they're spending $14,000 per student only to graduate them completely illiterate. If your idea of education is the following orders, pushing buttons, and not asking questions, success! No. Bottom line, homeschooling creates independent, critical thinkers. Public education creates nothing more than mindless drones who have all been fooled into thinking they're skeptics, because that's going to really work out.
Don't ask questions. Just consume product and then get excited for next product.
Especially when every thought in your head is just something someone else taught you how to think. Yes, yes, as long as the skeptic believes everything is told and the world conforms to his absolute bias, winning, no. So it's completely obvious that these people are not going to win on the facts. So now bring in the line, think of the children, oh my God!
Sheer fucking hubris.
And that is how you get an emotional, illogical response. Myth number 3.
Homeschooling is just a front to cover up child abuse.
Oh really? I hope you put a roll cage in because this one's gonna hurt. Did you know that 77% of public schools out there all report crime? And 70% of those crimes, they're violent. I wonder why that happens. Maybe it happens because you're pointing at one race and telling them they're the cause of everyone else's problems.
So we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men.
Useless scumlap and shitbag.
Thereby excusing and encouraging violent behavior.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still gonna have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
But we can't punish these bullies, especially if they're melanin rich.
But Pop, what about the Wango Tango?
Oh, you wanna go there? Let's go there! 11.7% of students report at least one form of educator sexual misconduct. Grades K through 12, of course, because after that it's legal and then it becomes no fun.
Oh.
Now I know what I said is fucked up, but at least I'm not fucking kids, Screen 5. Now with that being said, get this next thought out of your head. Homeschoolers are much less likely to get, diddled. I know what you're thinking. Is it 10%, 20%? Silly rabbits. 250% less likely to get diddled. Woo! Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Gretchen Schittler. In fact, there is no correlation at all between abuse and homeschooling. Public schools have all three flavors. Indocking, abuse, and of course, our favorite, school shootings. That is one hell of a Neapolitan ice cream that you squeeze out your ass and it runs down your leg, Screen 5. Now this next myth, in my opinion, is one of the most popular ones.
Homeschool students are socially inept.
You want to pull at that thread? I'll knit you a sweater. You mean that they're not corrupted by the woke mind virus? Well, I'm cool with that. If socialization means that I have to buy a bra for my son, I think I'm done here. Just because something is socially accepted does not make it right. What's a good example of this? Oh, that's right, the Jim Crow laws that were put in place by Democrats. Back of the bus, different water fountains, total segregation, and totally accepted by Democrats. Now, in current year, they're trying to bring it back and call it a good thing. How stupid do you have to be to believe that the parties actually change sides? Ninja, please, Space Ghost is on. But if that's not good enough for you, let's talk about SSRS. Now, I know you leftoids got all excited at the first two letters. Put it back in your pants. It's called the Social Skills Rating System. Blake, what does it do?
It examines levels of social competencies and social behaviors among children ages 3 to 18 and consists of 5 subscales: cooperation, assertion, responsibility, empathy, and self-control.
And they compared public school educated kids to homeschool educated kids. And guess how that worked out for you? You're gonna hear all kinds of crying and whining now. Homeschool kids have better social scores than public school kids, end of story. Boom, sit and spin, you bitches. Not only that, but public schoolers are more prone to anxiety and depression. And this was never more obvious than during the scamdemic. Youth depression and anxiety doubled during the scamdemic. And the left is always crying about this mental health crisis. You would think they would do something about this. Could it be that they actually don't give a fuck about you and this entire thing is about manipulation? After all, it's not like these people voted for open borders and then kicked the migrants out as soon as they show up in their own neighborhoods. Quick cheat sheet for you dudes. When you're dealing with a leftoid, it's rules for thee and not for me. If they actually cared, they would house these migrants.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
And if they actually cared about the best interest of the child, they would ensure that there's enough shrinks, counselors, and social workers in the schools. And armed guards to protect the kids. Please remember that the people who want to take away your guns are surrounded with people with guns 24/7, 365. Actions always speak louder than words, even if you scream them at the top of your lungs. Instead, the leftoid unions embezzled the money that's intended for these students. And when you look at these numbers, you can't possibly argue with the facts. For example, we're supposed to have one counselor per 250 students. In Michigan, it's one counselor per 615 students. In shrinks, it's supposed to be one per 500 students. In Michigan, it is one per 1,445 students. You're talking about a threefold deficit. Holy shit. Social workers, same thing. It's supposed to be one per 250 students. Yeah, instead, it's one social worker per 1,051. That's a deficit which is over fourfold. Where exactly are my tax dollars going again? You ever heard of greasing the skids? Not this skid, but that's where this money is going. It's all going into the pockets of can't understand normal thinkers like Nestle and Whitmer.
Allegedly.
And that's just your state taxes. Your federal taxes, well, they're getting laundered in Ukraine. I was under the impression we were living in a constitutional representative republic. But when you actually look at the numbers, who's representing who here? The political elites, the donor classes, well, they're getting represented just fine. Hell, even the illegal immigrants have more rights than we do. I don't believe the leftoids on much, but when they say the system is broken, I tend to believe them. But tax me harder, Daddy, and that brings us to the last myth.
There's not enough government oversight for homeschooling, and there's too many loopholes. Wah!
Name me one thing that the government touches that doesn't turn to shit. I will wait. We've already proven that we had the best education system on the planet. Until the government got involved, and now we're barely in the top half. The government decided everyone should be able to go to college, right? And what happened because of that? A six-fold increase in tuition, books, and everything that goes along with that snot trail mess. Not to mention the trail of debt that goes all the way back to the sorority house. And most people will never be able to pay off these student loans. By educating you, they actually enslaved you. It's kind of like we know what we're talking about here. And guess what? That was the whole idea. They sold you an education that you really don't use or need, straddled you with a bunch of debt, and turned you into a literal wage slave. But go ahead, keep sucking on that PhD. I'm sure there's an IQ point in there somewhere, screen five.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
What if I told you that there are no loopholes? And there's already plenty of oversight. Michigan homeschool laws comply with both. It does have oversight requiring certain things from parents. You can't just keep your kid at home. There has to be an organized educational program. We're not talking about hog college, even though my younger self probably would show up there.
Do a little bit of slaying, a little bit of slapping.
Maybe.
A little bit of poking.
Yeah.
Sharpening your number two pencil for the standardized test where every answer is slot C.
Yes. And these organized programs are not as expensive as you think. For example, sounds gay, but it's not, Timber Doodle. They offer homeschooling programs for religious homes and secular homes. And get this, it's only like $1,000 a year. How much would you pay in daycare alone to go off and work and be empowered? I'm asking you ladies, because you're the ones that wanted this shit and you have to live with it.
I can't do it!
But here's the kicker. There's no evidence to prove that more regulation improves learning, nor does it make your kids more safer, and it doesn't provide any benefit for your children or you at all. All it really does is invite the government into your home. I got two words for that. Fuck that. Because when they do get involved, like everything else, everyone gets fucked. And they're too busy embezzling the money and not putting it where it needs to go. So when these regulations are imposed, they can't even sustain them. You need proof? Let's go to Vermont. Hi, raise your fist, bastard brother.
According to HSLDA content writer Alessandra Nash, officials in Vermont were overwhelmed with the amount of mandatory paperwork rolling in. So they decided to reduce it by reversing restrictions on homeschooling.
That's about all. Peace out.
And Vermont is not the only state where this all went down.
Similar reductions in homeschool regulations and an increase in homeschool freedoms also occurred in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Arkansas, Kansas, Montana, Wyoming, and Minnesota.
That's right. Even a leftist hellhole like Minnesota had to admit they were wrong. So let's boil this down to the brass tacks. We all know why leftoids hate homeschooling. And it has nothing to do with keeping your children safe. It has everything to do with maintaining power, influence, and of course, cash flow. And all three of those things keep you under the government's thumb. You know, the thumb they're using to thumbjack their shit boxes and then they play Switch every once in a while. That one. You wanna know what else sucks on their thumbs? Babies. I'm just saying. And you would have to be an ignorant baby to actually think homeschooling is bad. It might be bad for your bottom line and your slave labor, but in reality, I don't give a shit.
The more you fuck around, the more you're gonna find out.
So please, do me a favor, do not fall for the blame and shame, because it's all bullshit! As soon as you hear about politicians in your state trying to pull this shit, put your foot up their ass. Figuratively, not literally, of course, because we have no idea where all of their asses have been. But I'm pretty sure it does involve monkeypox, meth, and dicks.
That's disgusting!
And if we're talking about Stretch and Gretchen Whitmer, I'd probably lose one of my shoes up there in that sump. That woman is so swampy, she has the Everglades between her butt cheeks, just saying. Can you imagine that? You're about to get down with your woman, she looks over and says, "Put it in my butt." You're like, "Okay," and then an alligator pops out. But no pun intended, I think we're done here. Every parent needs this information and have it at the ready, because these policies are coming for you sooner or later. They've been chipping away at our freedom and our money for the past 70 years, completely unchecked. You have no duty to retreat from tyrannical politicians. I hereby reinstate castle doctrine in this country, especially when it comes to your kids. And if the government doesn't like that, all I can really say is, fuck off. The Constitution was put in place to restrict the government, not its people. And you know where I learned that? Civics, which they stopped teaching on purpose. So they could brainwash generations of kids into accepting socialism. Me? I'm a capitalist. That's why I'm gonna whore myself out for your money. Join us over on Locals. What are you waiting for? It's right there on the screen. $5 a month. You get early access, you get to interact, and you get drunk movie nights once a month. Maybe two, we'll see. Not to mention the Gilded Chat, which I can't show here because we'd get banned. That got your attention now, didn't it? All right, Space Ghost is on. Somebody sent an Instagram video of the doctor pulling a complete remote control out of a dude's anus. And I left a comment on Facebook. I was like, "I'm serious, doc. It was one in a million."
Well, it did say universal remote on the box.
Yes, it did.